Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
In this one, it was the fourth time was the charm. The Blackhawks had four different leads. It was the fourth one that stuck, and the Hawks able to add an empty net goal to pad the margin 6-4 over the Omaha Lancers on a Friday night at Young Arena. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Both of these teams have had a lot more success on nights where they've scored the first goal than not. And the trend proved true once again because it was the Blackhawks who got the first goal, the only goal in the first period, despite being outshot 8-4 during the opening 20 minutes. Vikla keeps a clearing attempt in, 35 seconds on the power play. Vikla moves across the high slot with it on his forehand, then for Schneider into the corner right side. Back to Vikla. Now Schneider one more time. Schneider back out to Vikla. Put it in front, deflected it, chopped at Waterloo scores. Toby Carlson bats it in after it went off of the heel of his stick and then caught a piece of Morin's. Carlson got another bite at it and pushed it across the goal line for a power play score. Here come the Hawks. It's 1-0 Waterloo at 12:58. Ninth goal of the season for Toby Carlson, a power play score at 12:58, assisted by Atte Vikla and Jackson Schneider, sending the Blackhawks to a 1-0 lead. That power play goal was the only score during the opening 20 minutes. Early in the second, the Lancers struck on their first power play at the 1:49 mark. After a scramble around the front of the net, the puck was picked up by Cam Karen, slipped back into the left wing circle where it found Reese Lance. He put it into a mostly open goal. Lance on the power play from Karen and an assist on that one to Tommy Spencer. And Omaha tied it up at the power play conversion at 1:49. And then they would take their only lead of the game not quite 2 minutes later on a turnover by the Blackhawks in the neutral zone. Ryan Aronson carried it back in. He had help but elected to take the shot instead of make the pass. And he fired it past Dane Calloway. The go-ahead goal for Aronson, assisted by Ryder Reynolds at 3:39. And Omaha was on top 2-1. But the Blackhawks would get two in quick succession a little bit more than 2 minutes after that, tying it up at 6:08. Off the end boards, picked up by Nolan, who turns back out to center. Nolan with Hayden Russell, 2-3 through neutral ice. Nolan across the line, steers up the slot, now gets a shot away, he scores! What a move by Dylan Nolan! Stepping right around the defender and putting the shot low inside the post at the right of Morin's. Here come the Blackhawks, it's 2-2 as the Hawks strike with their first shot on goal of the second period to tie it up. 10th goal of the season from Dylan Nolan, set up by Jackson Schneider at 6:08, and it was 2-2, and in the next shift, the Hawks made it 3-2. Viviano wins the draw back to Dijanovic. Deep slot, Dijanovic given some room, so he tries a wrist shot. Save made by Morin's, who left a rebound, and the Hawks poke at it, and it goes into the corner with Carlson picking it back up. Out to Vikla, left point, he fires, he scores! Otto Vikla beat Morin's, who was just regaining his feet as Vikla let go of the shot from above the left circle, and here come the Hawks back into the lead again. It's 3-2 Waterloo. Otto Vikla is 6th goal of the season. He's the top-scoring Blackhawks defenseman. Ended up being a three-point night for him with an earlier assist and another that would come along later. But in that instance, Vikla was assisted by Toby Carlson and Nash Rode. The Hawks were up 3-2. Big moment in the game, it would have appeared, with the Lancers then going to a five-minute power play shortly after that. A major penalty called against Keegan Davis for boarding. His night ended. The Lancers did get a game-tying goal at 10:18. Tanner Morgan chopped in a pass that came from the bottom of the left-wing circle into the crease, and Morgan from point-blank range knocked it up and in. It was relatively early in that Lancer power play. Morgan from Artem Prima and Yegor Kim, but the Lancers could not get anything more during the remainder of the five-minute power play, and the game remained tied at 3, and the Blackhawks went back in front on their next power play. Vikla swoops back to his zone, turns up the ice, gives the puck to Toby Carlson, then for Nolan, moves in one-on-one, fires, he scores! Dylan Nolan is second in the game, low to the glove side, he beats Morin's, and here come the Hawks, 2-for-2 on the power play. Dylan Nolan had goal number 10 earlier, that's number 11. And Dylan Nolan sending the Blackhawks back to the lead with a minute 45 seconds left to go in the second period. 18:15, the time of the goal. Nolan from Ata Vikla and Toby Carlson, 11th of the season and second of the game for Nolan. That was all the scoring in the second period. The game went to intermission with the Blackhawks on top 4-3. Omaha got the first one in the third, tying it back up at 5:56. Todd Kilpela cutting in through the left circle and sending a shot in as he received a pass from Adamus Raylov. He was able to squeeze the shot past Dane Calloway. Kilpela from Israelov, and another assist to Tanner Morgan after the Lancers had possession deep in the Blackhawks zone. But Waterloo went back in front less than 2 minutes after that. The Hawks now trying to get it off the wall. Emery does, steers it back towards Reber above the right circle. Reber to the wall on the right side, trying to wedge it ahead, finds Hayden Russell shooting, and it looks like it's at the goal line. Waterloo scores! It went up off of Lawrence, hit the crossbar, landed behind him, and then Emery was poking at it. It looks like Cullen Emery did push it across the goal line, and here come the Hawks back in front on Cullen Emery's goal. Emery's 12th of the season. From Hayden Russell, who took the initial shot, give Jimmy Reber an assist on that Blackhawk goal at 7:43. That put the Blackhawks in front 5-4, and that would prove to be the game-winning goal. The Hawks would add one more into the open net. Emery, this time against Karen for the faceoff. Emery wins it. Laliberty fires it around the boards clockwise. It gets out to center. Viviano tracks it down in the Omaha zone, moves in, puts it toward the empty net, and scores! Here come the Hawks with an empty net goal at 18:30 of the third period, and they lead by two for the first time. The empty netter for Salvatore Viviano was the 16th of the season for the Blackhawk forward, assisted by Avery Laliberty and Cullen Emery, making it a 6-4 score, which was the final. Every power play in this game resulted in a goal. The Blackhawks 2-for-2 on their power play opportunities. The Omaha Lancers also converted two power play tries. That's the first time this season that Omaha has scored multiple power play goals in the same game. Waterloo outshot the Lancers 11-9 in the third period. It was the only period where the Blackhawks had a shots edge, but for the game, the Lancers 29 shots to the Blackhawks 25. The win to Dane Calloway making 25 saves. The loss to Nils Morens, the Latvian goaltender, stopped 19 of 24 that he faced, and the Blackhawks with the empty netter for their 25th shot on goal on this Friday night. The Hawks with their 16th win of the season and their third series split against an opponent. The Hawks also won a pair of season series. So the Hawks closing this one out with the best possible outcome. In the four games between Waterloo and Omaha, each team won twice. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. You can almost hear the sizzle. A new grilling season is about to begin. Charcoal and barbecue pellets and grill tools and more are all available from Ted's Home and Hardware. Or go big this year with a new Traeger or Charbroil grill. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. So for the third consecutive Friday, the Waterloo Blackhawks have won their game, and now they will try to finish out the weekend on Saturday, something that they have not done yet in those previous Fridays after a win. This Saturday, it's the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders coming to Young Arena for the season's home finale.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.